All right, get ready for a deep dive into a book that's been on my mind a lot lately, Homeseeking by Caritha Chen.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
I think you'll like this one, and hopefully we can get our listeners to check it out too, without giving away any spoilers, of course.
Yeah, that's always the challenge, right? To make it sound intriguing without spoiling the ending.
Exactly. So to start us off, Homeseeking is a multi-generational story set in 20th century China.
Wow, that's a big scope.
Yeah, and it covers some pretty heavy themes like love, loss, and family secrets, the kind of stuff that really draws you in.
You have me at Family Secrets. Those are always a good hook.
Right. And what really struck me was the role of music in the story. It's almost like another character weaving its way through the lives of everyone.
I love when authors do that. It can add so much depth and emotion.
Totally. And speaking of depth, I was fascinated by the author's note on the translation process. She talks about the challenges of capturing all these different Chinese languages and dialects in English.
I can only imagine, like, how do you convey the nuances of, say, Shanghainese to an English-speaking audience?
It's pretty remarkable what she was able to accomplish. And she even points out how character names change over time, reflecting their evolving identities and the languages they navigate.
That's interesting. It makes you think about the power of names and how they shape our understanding of a character.
Absolutely. And here's another thing that got my attention. The chapters aren't labeled with character names. So you're kind of thrown into the narrative and have to figure out who's who as you go.
Sounds like a puzzle.
It is, in a good way. It keeps you guessing and engaged because you're never quite sure whose perspective you're getting at any given moment.
Okay, I'm already intrigued. So, where does the story take us first?
Well, we start in 1930 Shanghai, specifically in Longtang, which is a traditional alleyway neighborhood.
I've seen pictures of those. They look so vibrant and full of life.
They are, and Chen's descriptions are so vivid, you can practically feel the bustling energy, smell the street food, hear the vendors calling out.
I love it when authors can transport you to another place with their words.
Right, like you can picture the night soil man making his rounds, creating his own unique symphony, or the sugar porridge vendor with his sing-song call.
It's those little details that bring a setting to life.
And it's against this backdrop that we meet Suji, a curious and adventurous 7-year-old girl. She lives with her family in the Longtang, and their life is pretty simple.
Okay, so what's Suji like?
She's full of life, always exploring, and she forms a special bond with another kid in Longtang named Hai Wen, whose family comes from a more privileged background. They even had a car and driver at one point.
Oh, wow, that's a pretty big difference in those days.
It was, and that contrast really sets the stage for their relationship. They come from different worlds, but they find common ground through their walks home from school.
Ah, oh, that's sweet. Those shared moments can be so powerful.
Absolutely. And their connection deepens even further through their love for music.
Ah, the universal language.
Hai Wen is a talented violinist, and his music becomes a way for him to express himself, especially when words fail him.
Music can be so much more powerful than words sometimes.
You got that right, and there's this unspoken connection between them that's especially evident when they share music. It makes you wonder how their relationship will develop given all the challenges they face living in such turbulent times.
Oh, right. This is 1930s China. Things are about to get pretty intense historically, aren't they?
They are. The Japanese occupation of Shanghai casts a long shadow over their lives, adding a layer of tension and uncertainty to everything.
I bet that changes daily life quite a bit for everyone.
Definitely, you get a sense of how people had to adapt, how their routines were disrupted, how fear became a constant companion.
So, how does all of this historical upheaval affect Suji and Haiwen?
There's one scene where they encounter Japanese soldiers, and it's a moment that really highlights Suji's quick thinking and her impressive ability to code switch between languages.
Wow, that must have been terrifying, but also shows her resourcefulness.
Exactly. And then there's this other scene where a fortune teller makes some pretty intriguing predictions about their future, hinting at potential separation and different paths for them.
Ooh, fortune tellers always adding a touch of mystery and suspense.
Right. It definitely makes you wonder if their destinies are predetermined or if they have the power to shape their own futures.
Yeah, especially with all the changes happening around them.
And as Suji grows older, she faces a whole series of difficult choices, each one with lasting consequences.
Like what kinds of choices?
Well, she's torn between pursuing her dream of singing and the societal expectations placed on young women in that era.
Ah, yeah, that's a tough one, following your heart versus doing what's expected of you.
And then there's the question of whether to stay close to home or seek opportunities elsewhere. It's a lot for a young person to grapple with.
Absolutely, and I imagine the historical context makes those choices even more complicated.
Oh, for sure. It's like their personal lives are constantly being reshaped by these larger forces outside their control, which is something we'll dive into more in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay, I'm ready for more. Bring on the next part. It's not just societal expectations, though, right? There's the whole love thing, too.
Oh, yeah. Suji and Hawan's relationship definitely deepens, but their circumstances make things so complicated.
Yeah, and the fact that they're living through such a tumultuous period in history, it's all intertwined.
Right. Like their personal lives are always bumping up against these larger historical events. First, the Japanese occupation, then the rise of communism and the Cultural Revolution. It all has a profound impact on China.
And on the characters in this book, I mean, their lives are completely turned upside down by these events.
Totally. You see how it affects their families, their relationships, even their dreams. For example, Suji's father's political leanings put their whole family at risk.
It's fascinating how the author weaves those historical elements into the story. They're not just background noise, they directly shape the characters' fates.
Yeah, it gives you a much more personal perspective on those events, seeing them unfold through the eyes of ordinary people. It's not just dates and battles. It's about how individuals cope with these extraordinary circumstances.
Definitely makes history feel much more real and relatable.
So as if things weren't complicated enough, Suji ends up leaving Shanghai and starting a new life in Hong Kong.
Wow, that's a huge change. What leads to that decision?
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but let's just say that circumstances force her to make a difficult choice. It's a heartbreaking separation from everything she's ever known.
I can imagine leaving your home, your family, everything familiar. It must have been incredibly challenging.
It was, and her experiences in Hong Kong really highlight the struggles of adapting to a new culture, a new language, a whole new way of life.
It's a theme that resonates so strongly today. The challenges of immigration, the resilience it takes to start over in a foreign land.
Absolutely. And throughout it all, you can feel the weight of her past, the loss of her family, the separation from Hai Wen. It all shapes who she becomes.
She definitely goes through a lot, but it sounds like she finds a way to keep going to build a new life for herself.
She does. And it's in Hong Kong that she meets Sakon, a wealthy man who becomes a sort of patron to her.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. What's their relationship like?
It's complicated to say the least.
Yeah.
There's definitely a power dynamic at play, and you're never quite sure what his true intentions are. It adds an element of mystery to the story.
Ooh, I like a little bit of mystery.
You and me both. And then just when you think you're starting to understand Suji's new life, the story jumps ahead in time. We find her in America years later, a grandmother now.
Wow, another time jump. The author seems to be playing with time a lot in this book.
Yeah, and it works really well. It keeps you on your toes. You're constantly trying to piece together the different parts of Suji's life.
It's like a puzzle, but with human emotions instead of pieces.
Exactly. And it's in America that she has an unexpected reunion with someone from her past.
Ooh, who is it? Is it Bo?
I'm not telling you. I don't want to spoil the surprise. But let's just say that it brings up a lot of unresolved emotions, regrets, unanswered questions.
It sounds like a powerful exploration of what it means to reconnect with someone after so much time has passed.
It is, and it makes you question whether you can ever truly go back, whether it's possible to mend what's been broken, or if time has simply created an insurmountable barrier.
Deep questions. I'm guessing the book doesn't provide any easy answers.
Nope. It's more about prompting you to think about these things, to grapple with the complexities of life, love, and loss.
Okay, I'm hooked. So what happens next? Does Suchi stay in America or does she?
Well, that's where things get even more interesting. Just as you think the story is settling into a predictable rhythm, the author throws in another twist. Hawan decides to go back to Shanghai after all these years.
No way. I was wondering what happened to him. What's it like for him to return after so long?
It's bittersweet. On the one hand, there's that sense of familiarity of returning to his roots, but there's also a sense of displacement, of being an outsider in a place that once felt so familiar.
Yeah, I bet that's a strange feeling, like you're looking at everything through a new lens.
Right. And it makes Haiwan question the very notion of home, what it means to belong. Can you ever truly go back to a place that's changed so much, or to a place where you've changed so much?
Those are some deep questions. It sounds like this book really makes you think about the meaning of home.
It does. And while Haiwan is wrestling with those questions in Shanghai, Suji is on a quest of her own. She receives some information that sets her on a journey to find her mother.
Wow, that's intense. What kind of information does she receive?
Again, I don't want to give too much away, but it's something that sparks a sense of urgency in her, a need to uncover the truth about her past.
It sounds like there are a lot of secrets and hidden truths in this story.
There are, and the author does a fantastic job of slowly revealing them, keeping you engaged and wanting to learn more.
Yeah.
One of the things I love about the book is how she uses the image of red paper lanterns to symbolize Suchi's search for her mother.
Red paper lanterns? What's the significance of that?
Well, in Chinese culture, red paper lanterns often represent hope, joy, and good fortune. But in this story, they take on a more poignant meaning. They symbolize Suchi's longing for connection, her desire to illuminate the darkness of her past, to find her way back to her mother.
That's beautiful. It adds another layer of depth to the story. And does she find her mother?
Now that would be telling.
Yeah.
The author leaves that part up to the reader to discover. It's one of the things that makes you want to keep reading to see where Suchi's journey ultimately leads her. It's amazing how those personal stories are woven into this huge historical tapestry. It's like you said, history isn't just a backdrop. It shapes their destinies every step of the way.
Right. We keep coming back to it. Japanese occupation, communism, the Cultural Revolution. It's not just Suchi and Haiwan. It's everyone around them, their families, friends, even strangers. They're all caught up in these events.
Yeah, and you see how those events force them to adapt, to make difficult choices, sometimes impossible choices that have ripple effects for years to come.
It really makes you think about how history isn't just about dates and names. It's about people living through those times, grappling with the consequences.
Exactly. And one thing I really appreciate about Home Seeking is that it doesn't offer easy answers or a simplified version of history. It presents different perspectives, different experiences, so you get a more nuanced view of that tumultuous period.
It's messy, right? Like real life. People make decisions based on their circumstances, their beliefs, what they think is right at the time. There's no clear-cut good or bad.
Right. And it makes you wonder whose stories get told and whose get lost in the grand narrative of history. Home Seeking gives a voice to those often overlooked, those who lived through those times, those who had to navigate those gray areas.
It's a good reminder that history is made up of individual lives, individual choices. And those stories, those experiences are just as important as the big picture.
And speaking of something universal, the search for home is a theme that really resonates with me. It's something we can all relate to, that longing for a place where we belong, where we feel connected.
Absolutely. And it's not always a physical place, is it? Sometimes it's a feeling, a connection to people or memories or a shared past.
Yeah. Sometimes home is something you carry inside you wherever you go. And sometimes, as we see with Suchi and Haiwan, the search for home takes you on this long and winding journey across continents, across time, across generations even.
It's a journey that can lead to unexpected places. And sometimes it leads you right back to where you started.
One of the things I love about Home Seeking is that it doesn't tie everything up neatly with a bow. It leaves you with questions, with a sense of wonder, a desire to keep exploring these themes.
Yeah, it's a book that stays with you long after you've finished reading. It makes you think about your own life, your own experiences, your own understanding of what it means to find home.
So to wrap things up, if you're looking for a book that will transport you, challenge you, and stay with you, I highly recommend Home Seeking. It's a story that will resonate with anyone who's ever felt the pull of the past, the longing for connection, or the desire to find a place where they truly belong.
Couldn't have said it better myself. It's a beautiful, powerful, and thought-provoking read, and I'm so glad we got to dive into it together today.
Me too. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Home Seeking. We'll be back soon with another fascinating exploration, but until then, happy reading.